Right, it wouldn't be the same without a quiz. So we're not going to have hands up, but three kings, and we're thinking about kings today. You've got to tell me, or don't shout out, think of their names, just their names. Okay, so they're the three kings. So just have a think what they were called. Do you want to have a look at them again? One, two, three. And the answer's coming up on the screen there. Henry, Richard and George. So well done if you've got three out of three. Second part of the quiz, you've got to give a number for each one, all right? Anyone can say Henry, but what was he? Henry the something. So have a think. Henry, Richard and George. Be interested to know whether anyone gets all 6 points. And there we are. Eight, three and six. Did anyone get six out of six? Any historian? Brilliant. Well done. That's fantastic. Right, three other kings, all right? These kings, all those other three, one's in a car park at the moment, I think. Is that not right, Richard III? But they're not alive. These kings are alive. No one are going to get three out of three here, but just guess three countries. Three countries. If you're not, don't get them in the right order, that's absolutely fine. I'm in generous mood today. And they're the answers. It's Brunei, Cambodia and Tonga. Did anyone get three? Because if you did, you're cheating. Two, one. Oh, thank goodness for that. That was a little bit difficult. Right, children, this is for you. We're going to see five kings. Well, actually, this is a princess or a queen rather than a king. So that is obviously Peppa. I'm
getting the game away, haven't I? Sorry.
I shouldn't have done that. Anyway, that's a starter. That's a free starter. Right, next one. Which king is that? If you don't know the name, just think of the film that he was from. Okay? This is a slightly easier king. Getting a little bit more difficult. I'm told he was played by John Cleese, someone very learned. I was surprised he knew that, but he did know that. And this is the last king, is that one. Okay. Right, okay. So there they are again. The answers are Pepper, King Julian from Madagascar. So if you just got Madagascar, get a point for that. King Simba, King Harold. Did you know that? And if you didn't know the king, the film was Shrek. So because it is Christmas Day, you can have 1 point for Shrek. And the last one is, and I don't know this one, but does anyone know who it is? Yes. It is the king from Frozen. And if you don't know him now, you certainly will do over the next few months. King Agnar from Frozen. So did anyone get five? Four? Jaden, well done for getting five. A little bit suspicious, sitting right next to your dad. Well done, Eddie. Four out of five. Okay. I presume the one you didn't get right was Pepper, wasn't it? Yeah, never heard of him. Okay, but today we're thinking of a very special king. We're thinking of Jesus, born to be king. Right, now I need three kings to help me. All you've got to do is come up, sit on the chair, and smile at everyone. So can we have three volunteers of the younger people? Right, okay. Jaden, not you. Can we just maybe have someone who hasn't been up the front yet? You come, Lexi. Right, two other people. Right, Savannah, you've been up the front. Robert, you're coming up. And Ashmita, that would be brilliant. Okay. So which one would you like to be? Would you like to sit on that? Would you like to be the wise man? Which one would you like to be, Ashmita? King Herod or... But I think you're going to be the wise man. All right, you put that... Right, can you sit? Shall we sit you on the chair? Right, okay, shall we put your crown on? Okay, it's probably a little bit big. And we'll have to put this round your neck as well. All right, okay. Can you put that round you, Robert? Right, okay, good. Okay, so we've got King Herod, and we've got King Wise Man, and we've got King Jesus. So first of all, we're going to meet King Herod. Hello, how do you do? I'm Peter. I'm very pleased to meet you, Your Majesty. Very nice to see you. And King Herod was a king who had been put in place by the Romans. He wasn't a very good king. He wasn't a very strong king. He was a bit of a weak king. Shall I be you more comfortable without it on? Would that be better like that? Okay. Actually, King Herod would have wanted the crown on all the time because he thought a lot of himself. And one day there was a knock on the palace door, and three, you probably remember them coming, did you? Three men came to see you. And they said that they'd seen a star, and they wanted to find out, because they knew that a king had been born. King of the Jews, who says that in verse 2. We don't know how they knew that, but they wanted to find out where this king was born. So the obvious place was to go to Judah, and once you're in Judah, they knew it was somewhere in Judah, let's go to the capital, and then let's knock on the palace doors and see whether the king knows. So they asked the king, where was this person, King Jesus, King of the Jews, born? Well, the Bible says that Herod wasn't very happy about that, because Herod was probably a bit of a king that he thought he was the best, and he didn't want any other king just spoiling his popularity. But he had no idea where Jesus was born. So he asked some of his religious leaders, the scribes and the priests, the Bible actually calls them. And they knew exactly where Jesus was born. It was in Bethlehem, and they knew that because we saw it in the reading, verses 5 and 6. That was the Old Testament. That was a prophecy, because that was foretold many, many hundreds of years before that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. And he wanted to know that, not because he wanted to go and take a bugaboo buggy down to him, or some Skywars pyjamas. No, it wasn't that, as he wanted to do some harm to baby Jesus. So they told him that it would in Bethlehem, and so the wise men decided to go and find this baby Jesus. So, can I just say something about King Herod? You're not like King Herod, Lexi, because you're really lovely, right? You really are. But King Herod wasn't very nice, because we were to read on to verse 16 of chapter 2 of Matthew, we'll find that Herod killed possibly hundreds of little children who are boys under the age of 2, because he was so worried about Jesus. He wanted to reject Jesus completely. And although in the world today there are lots of very, very few people who are as bad and as wicked as Herod, there are many people who actually decide to reject Jesus, that they don't want to find out about Jesus. They don't want to go to Bethlehem and meet him. They don't mind finding out a little bit about him, but they decide to it's not for them. And maybe there might be a few people in church this morning, and that's you. You know about Jesus. You know a little bit about Jesus, but that's all you want to know. You want to just keep Jesus at arm's length, as it were. Right, we're going to meet one of the wise men. I'm very pleased to meet you, Ashmita. Can I just say you're looking very nice today. Would you like to keep that crown? I'm thinking you probably would. And you can keep your crown if you would, King Herod. Not that you deserve it. Well, you deserve it, but King Herod doesn't. Now, can I just say to start with, there's a lot of nonsense about the kings, because they weren't necessarily kings. They're called actually magi. We don't know there were three of them. We know that there was more than one. There may have been 12 of them. So it's nice to think that there were three of them. We don't know that they came by camel, but they probably did. So many things that we're not sure. Some people reckon they've got names. We're just guessing names, but it's nice to give them names. But the Bible doesn't say that, because that's not important. So these wise men, well, we can call you a king, all right? Their job was to look up into the star, and if they saw a star that was bigger than normal, it meant something really special had happened. And amazingly, when they saw that star, they knew that they need to go to where it was to find and meet a king that had been born. How on earth did they know that? We don't really know how they knew it, but they just sensed that something special had happened. So they followed this star all the way to Jerusalem. And they met King Herod, because that was the best person who would be able to tell them where they should go to next. Because the star by then had possibly disappeared. So thanks to his scribes, they said go to Bethlehem. Now, in verse 10, you see a remarkable thing happen because the star came back again. Because I don't think the star was there for the whole journey. It was an amazing journey that they made. They would have had to have... It's a wonder you're not exhausted, Ashmita, because you've just travelled. You've just travelled hundreds of miles. Have you been to Sri Lanka? I think you have, haven't you? It's a bit like travelling all the way from Sri Lanka, and they did it on camel. They'd come all that way, and the star would have been there to start with, but then it disappeared, but they knew where they were heading. So they had to somehow get to Bethlehem, and the Bible says that in verse 10, they were overjoyed because the star suddenly appeared again. And they were able to follow that star to Bethlehem. How they found the place where Jesus was, we don't know. Maybe there was, as a lot of artists have said, a bright light shining down from that star onto the place where Jesus was. We don't know. But the Bible does tell us that they found Jesus. And can you remember, maybe you can't remember, can you remember what you did when you found baby Jesus as one of the wise men? Can you remember, Ashmita? It'll come to you in just a moment, I'm sure. But what they did something fairly unusual. They bowed down. They bowed down and worshipped a king. It was a king. He was a king, but he was actually a baby. Have you ever... Certainly the adults in this one, have you ever bowed down? You love them to bits, but have you ever bowed down and worshipped a little toddler or a little baby? And that's what these wise men, well, let's call them kings, this is what they did, because they knew this baby was someone special. And they, unlike Herod, bowed down and worshipped him. And they did something else as well. Can you remember what they gave baby Jesus? Or what did you give him? Myrrh? Frankincense and what colour is his crown?
Gold.
Brilliant, absolutely. And they gave gifts to baby Jesus. And these were not just little stocking fillers. These were expensive gifts. We don't know how much. Could be thousands of pounds to this baby, because they knew that this baby was special. And then they had to go back home, but they didn't go via Jerusalem. They may have gone via Jericho, because God told them that if they went back via Jerusalem, then Herod would find out where Jesus was, and baby Jesus' life would have been in great danger. So what do we learn about the wise men? Well, actually, they're totally, totally different from Herod, because they, for them, Jesus was someone really special, that they travel thousands of miles to see and worship this baby Jesus, the king. Right, you've waited very patiently, Robert. Were you ever baby Jesus in a nativity? Can you... Well, you wouldn't remember, do you think you were?
Yeah, I wouldn't have remembered.
Yeah, you wouldn't have remembered. You'd have been a lovely baby in the nativity. But here you are, a little bit older. And actually, Jesus was a bit older. We all think wise men came at the same time as the shepherds, but they didn't. Jesus was a toddler. He may have been walking around. He was certainly under the age of two, but he was no longer a little baby as we know it. So some of you here... I'm sure everyone here knows that Jesus existed. But who was he? What was so special about Jesus? What proof do we get from this story that Jesus was special? Well, the first proof we read out, because his arrival was predicted hundreds of years before by a prophet. You'll read about it in Micah 5 verse 2, or maybe the other way around. I think it's Micah 5 verse 2, who predicted that someone special would be born in the city of Bethlehem. Let's talk about the star. There's been a lot of debate about what caused it. Do you have any idea what the star was? Have you got any theories, Robert?
A ball of gas.
A ball of gas. I haven't heard that one. If that was a guess, but actually it could well be a ball. We don't know for sure. But the astronomers have told us that round about that time, there were two planets who interceded, Saturn and Jupiter, and that gave a really, really big star. And it was about the time that Jesus was around. And actually that star appeared at three different occasions, which would actually link in with the wise men first seeing the star disappearing, the wise men seeing it again, and the wise men seeing it again and taking them to Europe. We're not sure, but whatever it was something. If it was a ball of gas, and it might have been that, Robert, it was something miraculous that we can't necessarily explain, but something that showed that Jesus was someone very special and very different. Every person that is born at some stage needs a man and a woman to create them. But Jesus' birth was unique, which meant if there was only one of it ever, and it'll never happen, I can guarantee it'll never ever happen again, that Jesus was created as a baby, as a fetus, in a very unique way, because the Bible said he was created by the Holy Spirit or by God himself. He was a unique baby. He was also, God was at work in this passage, because on two occasions in verse 12 and then in verse 13, God spoke to both the wise man and Joseph. He said to Joseph, don't go back. You need to leave this place, Bethlehem, and go to Egypt, because your life is in danger. So God, through this passage, shows that Jesus was someone very, very special. And finally, the significance of Jesus being given the gold was that gold was always given to somebody who was a king and special. So we've been thinking that Jesus is born to be king. There's one more slide and then we're finished. The challenge of Christmas is, well, it's a challenge, but it's also a remarkable thing. Because one of the names that Jesus was given was Emmanuel, which means that God is with us. And the amazing thing about Christmas is Jesus is born to be not just king, but born to be my king. And I hope today and tomorrow that all of us will be challenged whether you want that to be a fact for yourself. Will you be someone like Herod, who's happy to know a little bit about it, but actually is not willing to really commit his life to that king? In fact, he wants nothing to do with that king at all, Herod. He wanted to get rid of the king completely. Or are you somebody who, yes, Jesus is part of my life, but if you're honest about it, he's not a king that we really fall down on our knees and worship. He's not a king that we're prepared to go thousands of miles to travel on an uncomfortable camel to worship. He's a king that we know about, and he's done some lovely things, but we don't want to be too involved with him. But the Christmas story says that Jesus actually does want to be involved with us. He wants to be involved with every aspect of our life. And he wants to be our king. He wants to be my king. I'm going to give everyone a gold coin on the way out. Don't eat it for 24 hours if you can. And on it says, and it took me ages to do, but it's worth it. Jesus dash my king with a question mark. And I'd ask you to put it on your dining room table, put it in the kitchen, put it in your bedroom, bedside table. Just look at it for 24 hours and maybe think seriously, yes, I really want Jesus to be my king. And maybe think of different ways this year that you can live your life to show that really Jesus is my king. Thank you.